Good evening. KF5ZER, Daryl.
KF5ZER, Daryl, count only.
And good evening to you. KG5BIM, Jim.
KG5BIM, Jim, here Galen, one announcement.
Very good, sir. We will be back to you here in just a little bit. KG5FBM, Paul. Nothing heard. KG5FBN, Richard. Nothing heard. KG5HTA, Nathan. Nothing heard. KG5MXA, Lucky.
This is Lucky, KG5MXA.
Very good, ma'am. Thank you for being here this evening. KG5QEZ, DJ.
Thank you, sir. KG5QEZ, count only, using a compromised crossband. But we're here.
And we're glad that you are. Thank you for being here this evening. KG5WAA, Brian.
Good evening, everybody. This is KG5WAA, Brian.
Good evening, sir. KI5ANP, Jorge. Nothing heard. KJ4FUH, Al.
This is KJ4FUH, count over.
KJ4FUH, I do acknowledge that your check-in. Is there other traffic? Okay, we'll assume it was the interference monster again. KK5IO, Wayne.
It's KK5IO, Wayne, count only. It's KK5IO.
Good evening, sir. And by the way, thank you for the siren net on Saturday. KK5QS, Quincy. Nothing heard. KX5MOT, Jonathan. Nothing heard. N2MOT, John. Nothing heard. Stand by just one. This is WX5MOR with the Cleveland County Aries Net. Continuing our roll call with N5ABT, David. Okay, I'm going to try again. N5ABT, David.
He's in there, Galen. I hear him.
Okay. Is his audio way low?
He's simplexed.
And that would explain why no squelch tail on the repeater. Very good. We'll go ahead. ABT, we'll show you in and catch you a little bit later if you have traffic for us up on the repeater side, please. Continue on with N5AUL. Mel. Nothing heard. N5HZR. Mark. Nothing heard. N5ZZM. Dave. Nothing heard. NE5Y. Bobby. Nothing heard. NI5G. Bing.
KG5BIM, give Bing a courtesy check. He's out of town, Galen.
Yeah, very good. We'll move right on. W5DDP, Don.
W5DDP, Don, count only.
And good evening, sir. W5IFN, Harold. Nothing heard, and once again, I skipped the line. W5HLG, Lee.
Whiskey 5, Hotel Lee McGough. Good evening, Galen and Annette. In for the duration, I have two announcements.
Very good. We will be back with you here in just a little bit. W5JA, Jed. Nothing heard. W5MQC, Michelle.
This is W5MQC. One announcement, please.
Oh, very good, Michelle. Hotel. We'll be back to you here in just a minute. We'll continue on. W5SJC. Lyle?
W5SJC. Lyle. Count only.
And good evening to you, sir. It's good to hear you this evening. W6KPR. Randall?
W6KPR. Mobile from the shooting range. And for the count.
Very good. W7BWY. Bob?
W7BWY. Bob. Count only.
And good evening to you, sir. This is WX5MOR with the Cleveland County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Continuing our roll call, W7PGF. Philip?
W7PGF, Philip and Yukon, in for the duration.
Good evening to you, sir. W7WLM, Conrad? And nothing heard with Conrad. WA6DKD, Denny?
WA6DKD, Denny, count only.
And good evening to you, sir. WB5Q, John? Nothing heard. WB5ULK, Gary? I didn't think he would be here. That's why I'm doing the net tonight and why he did it last week. WE5Z, Norbert? Nothing heard. WG5T, Bill?
WG5T, Bill, one announcement, please.
And good evening to you, sir. WX5DF, Doug?
Good evening, Galen and the net. WX5DF, no traffic.
And good evening to you. This is WX5MOR, Cleveland County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. And at this time, do we have any additional late or missed check-ins? Just hammer down. Be good. Radio operating procedure here. Come now with your name and your call sign, please.
AG5LK, Jeff.
N5SOF, Mike.
KC5GRZ, Mike.
85GG, Gordon, count only. Alpha Golf 5, India Juliet, Thomas, count only.
5RJL, Ron.
N5ZR, Mark, one announcement.
KG5, Sierra, Sierra, Tango, Rodney.
Okay, I got most of you. This time we'll acknowledge AG5LK, Jeff, N5SOF, Mike, KC5GRZ, Mike, AD5GG, Gordon, AG5IJ, Thomas. Stand by. I have a question mark 5RJL, Ron, and your complete call again, sir, please.
K5RJL, Ron.
Very good. Thank you for being here. And I have a K question mark. I believe it's a G. KG5SST, Rodney. And I'm going to let the repeater drop out. Okay, KG5SST or question mark 5SST, Rodney. Do I have your call correct?
That is correct. Kilo Golf 5, Sierra, Sierra Tango, Rodney.
And very good. Thank you for being here this evening. And okay, we'll try again. And thank you for being here to all of you. Do we have any other late additional or missed check-ins? If so, come now, please. Okay, hearing that, we will come back a little bit later and ask one more time. But in the meantime, we're going to query KC5PIQ. Chris, your announcement, please.
WX5NOR, KC5PIQ.
want to invite everybody to the Gossip Net, following the Aries Net at 8:30, where we take you out of the technical and into the social side of amateur radio. Please come join us. Just a couple more minutes there, right after the Aries Net. We'd love to hear about your day. KC5PIQ, back to net control.
Very good. Thank you for the information this evening. KG5BIM.
Good evening again, Galen and Annette. I just wanted to invite and remind everybody of the 6-meter net Monday night at 8 o'clock, 50.200 upper sideband. If you have 6-meter capability, please come and join us. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. W5HLG.
And thank you, Galen and Annette. W5HLG. I want to remind everyone that on Monday nights at 8:15 on DMR, Talk Group 3140, that's 3140, which is the statewide DMR net, we hold the statewide Aries check-in. During that time, we also have a subject matter that we go over each week, dealing with something in the emergency services area. I invite, if you have DMR capabilities, please join us again every Monday night, 3140 Talk Group, and we'd like to hear you at 8:15. Break. Second thing is, we are still in need of operators that can go to sirens on Saturday mornings. We have several people that are dedicated, but we certainly have a lot more sirens than we have people right now. If you have any time, you don't even have to do it every single week, but if you have any time that you can devote at noon on Saturdays to help us out and get these sirens checked, would be greatly appreciated. This is a club effort that we try to do. So please, that's at noon on Saturdays, and it is on the 440 frequency. Thank you, W5HLG.
Thank you, Lee. And I will make one addition to your last comment. There may or may not be a Norman test the next couple of weeks due to large-scale activities on campus. However, that doesn't mean there won't be a siren net, because regardless of whether there's OU football or not, the city of Moore will test our sirens, assuming that the weather's good and other things are good. So, again, just because Norman doesn't, hey, y'all come on up and take one of mine. And by the way, while you're in Moore, be sure and spend money, because that helps our fund our programs as well. We'll move on. W5MQC, Michelle.
Well, good evening, everybody. Next week is the big week. John Tankersley and I start teaching a general class out at the Newcastle Storm Shelter in 851 North Carr Drive, Newcastle. So if you don't have your general and you're interested in taking a class, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 to 9, all of September, and probably a little into October. And then afterwards, we'll hit up the testing team to give us...
Wow, that was pretty rude of the repeater. Michelle, we're clear. General class Tuesday, Thursday, starting next week with you and John. And you did drop out of the repeater. So if there's anything further, anyone that needs information can contact W5MQC. Okay. If there's more, we'll come back to you. Michelle, just hop back in. I'll call you here again in a minute. WG5T, your announcement, please.
It's WG5T. Tomorrow night, Wednesday at 8 p.m., we'll be having our weekly 10-meter net on 28.445 upper sideband. So if you have 10-meter capability, come and join in. Thank you. WG5T.
Very good, Bill. Thank you. At this time, number one, let's repeat or drop out first. At this time, is there anyone else that has an announcement? Announcements only at this time. Please come with your call sign. And, Michelle, if you need more time, hop right back in.
This is W5MCC. The only other thing I was trying to add is that the classes will be Tuesdays and Thursdays for the full month of September and maybe into a week into October. And that is it. We hope for anybody that is interested in getting their general shows up. We'll see you then.
Very good, Michelle. Thank you. And hearing none others, I do have a couple of short announcements, or reasonably short announcements for the net. For those of you who travel in the Moore area, beginning tomorrow, Southwest 34th Street, west of I-35, between I-35 and Telephone Road, will be closed until summer of 2019. It's already closed east of I-35, from I-35 to the railroad tracks. And probably more importantly, both the service roads, both east and west side service roads at Southwest 34th, will be narrowed to one lane with a temporary traffic signal on each side from now through the summer of 2019. This is part of the overpass construction project that we will have ongoing that will not only provide a route for 34th Street east and west of the interstate across the highway, but also is a hazard mitigation project that will get rid of our low water crossing there and one of my biggest nightmares, break. Number two is tomorrow will mark the retirement ceremony for Albert Ashwood. Many of you probably don't know the name, but you will have seen him on television at least once or twice over the course of the past 30 years. He has spent much of that time. He's been an employee of the State Office of Emergency Management for 30 years, beginning in some intern position, moving up through some ranks, and he has been our state director now for many years. He is the longest tenured state emergency manager in the country by far. He has served, I believe, four or five governors, both Republican and Democrat, and if you know politics, that's saying something. Albert is leaving us to retire to his ranch in Lincoln County beginning tomorrow. So if you know Albert or if you've heard of Albert, 10 o'clock tomorrow in the tunnel outside the State Emergency Management Office will be his ceremony, and you can contact me if you need any more details, Brett. And finally, if you're already a general class or don't wish to study in John and Michelle's class on Tuesdays and Thursday nights through the month of September, come up to Moore and come to our CERT class, Community Emergency Response Training. It starts in 2 weeks. We start on the 11th. We run 3 weeks, Tuesday, Thursday evening, 6 to whenever we finish p.m. And you will learn all sorts of useful skills to enhance your personal preparedness. There's several people that's been through the class in Norman, at least Michelle and a couple of others may have been through the classes and more. We'll teach it. The instructors are the emergency management staff in the city of Moore, plus subject matter experts from the Moore Police Department, Moore Fire Department, and whoever else we can coerce into teaching for us, break. You'll learn things like how to use a fire extinguisher, and we do put out real fires, or you will put out real fires, excuse me. Disaster medical operations, there's a couple of nights of that. You'll learn, unfortunately, a little bit of ICS. I probably shouldn't have told you that because that'll keep people away. We will do some search and rescue training, and we finish it off with a big exercise where we the staff turns our building topsy-turvy and turn students loose. If you're interested in that, contact the Emergency Management Office at the City of Moore, and you can do that by calling me. At this time, do we have any further announcements? Announcements only. Do we have any additional late or missed check-ins? Come now with your call sign and your name, please.
KT5EOT, and this is Wayne.
Okay, Wayne, I missed your call sign. Come again, please.
Yes, KT5COG.
Okay, E as in Edward OG or Z as in Zebra OG?
That's Kilo Golf 5 Echo Oscar Golf.
Very good. Kilo Golf 5 Echo Oscar Golf. We're glad you're here tonight, Wayne. Any other additional late or missed check-ins, please? Alrighty. At this time, I'd like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of this repeater. SCARS meets on the second Saturday of every month, normally at Norman Fire Station number 7, 9:30 a.m. with fellowship starting much earlier than that, and study hall or classes afterwards. More information on SCARS and our club's activities may be found online at www.w5nor.org or by contacting one of the many SCARS members who regularly monitor this frequency. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation in tonight's net. By my count, there were 40, plus a couple of people who were unable to make the net. Remember, during emergencies, this repeater may have emergency traffic and possible areas activation. This is where the emergency will happen communications-wise. Our net's now concluded, and the SCARS 147060 repeater is returned to normal amateur use. This is WX5MOR73. Good evening. And I suspect if you will hang around for just a few minutes, there may be a minute or two pause. And then I think it's Chris in the barrel tonight, KC5PIQ, who will begin this evening's Gossip Net 73.